Matt Dolch back with you for Nebraska Lead Class 33 in our International Study Travel Seminar. We have had the opportunity to stop in at one of the rising stars in the Indian economy. Joining me today is Shyam Poddar, the director of Amira Pure Foods, a rice production plant here that we've had the opportunity to visit today. Shyam, tell us about the visit today.
Well, the Indian economy, as you have seen, the presentation given by chairman, that Indian economy is on the fastly growth path. We are, as per our company is concerned, we are expanding all over the globe, particularly about rice product. We are one of the largest rice exporters from India.
Shyam, we had the opportunity to go through the plant today and see that production process, learned that it takes about 2 hours from the rice when it comes into the bin to be actually processed. You found your niche in value-added rice, really providing the best of the best.
You see, you will find the many varieties, more than 2,000 varieties of the rice across the globe. Even in India, there you can find more than 500 varieties of the rice. Most popular rice is the basmati rice, parboiled rice, which is a long grain rice, which can be consumed by mostly the middle class and the lower middle class. Basmati rice being a costly product, it is not being consumed by the lower middle class. It goes to the higher end. Mostly the basmati rice is more popular in the Middle East. There they, if you come to know that basmati rice is main ingredients for producing the biryani. Biryani is a product. I don't know whether you are aware about the biryani, which may be having a lot of variety. Vegetarian chicken biryani, lamb biryani, all those, and vegetable biryani. So in Middle East, the people they are one of the more prominent eater for the biryani, and for them the basmati rice is a main ingredient.
Amira Foods is traded on the New York Stock Exchange and really is an up-and-coming company. Last year in 2014, over $450 billion in sales.
Correct. Absolutely right. We have already started the New York Stock Exchange on 19th October 2012. So, point here is that ours is the only company from the agri industry from India which has been listed in the New York Stock Exchange. No other company has been listed in the New York Stock Exchange from agriculture sector from India.
And growing at a very rapid rate. You told our group here today that we've grown over 25% the last 3 years.
Absolutely right. Now, earlier what we used to that, we used to confine our product sales, as you have witnessed, that the third party's branding. Now we are more focusing our own brand. And our own packaging, which you have seen also, the consumer-friendly packaging, started from 1 kilo to 10 kilo. So that has boosted our sales, number one. That has boosted our profitability also.
And our U.S. customers can find products in stores like Walmart around the United States.
Correct. Walmart or Costco, and there are so many. Now we are growing very fast to product develop our product and supply chain through the major chains in the U.S. And on the shelf, you will find in 1 or 2 years all the major chains, they will be having Amira brand rice on their shelf.
Tell us about the future of your company and where you look to grow moving forward.
You see, future of our company, since we are developing very fast, we have got now our focus is mainly to have own subsidiary, own sales trading companies from instead of depending on others. We are developing through that. So that's why, as we emphasize, our growth is much, much faster. Instead of depending on others, we are focusing ourselves to market in the different stores and all those things.
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to tour the plant today. Thank you for your hospitality and really see rice production from start to finish.
Okay, thank you very much. It's our pleasure.
Again, talking with Shyam Podar, the director of Amira Pure Foods from New Delhi, India, I'm Matt Dolch for Nebraska Lead Class 33 in the International Study Travel Seminar.